In this bulletin, leaders address deforestation and methane emissions at the Glasgow Climate Summit. Malcolm Turnbull says Scott Morrison should apologise to the French over the submarine deal. And former FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michelle Platini charged with fraud. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Australia will play a global role in helping other countries reduce their emissions and better prepare for disasters. That's the message from Scott Morrison and Energy Minister Angus Taylor as they prepare to exit the climate talks in Glasgow. Australia will join an initiative to help small island nations climate-proof their infrastructure. Together with the Prime Ministers of the UK, Fiji, Jamaica and Mauritius, Scott Morrison says Australia will take practical action to address climate change in the Pacific region.
The last eight major disasters in the Pacific alone have wrought more than almost $2 billion worth of damage, so there's a lot more work to be done. The joint initiative we launched today, IRIS, lifts our ambition further to ensure the resilience of small island developing states and through partnerships and expertise to drive even greater investment in quality infrastructure. We're here because we're family, particularly amongst our Pacific family, and all of us are here because we want to achieve those outcomes.
About 130 countries have pledged to end deforestation in the coming decade, a pledge that has been made and broken before. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has hailed the commitment as the first big achievement of the summit.
We know that 80% of tropical deforestation is driven by the global trade in agricultural commodities. So the UK and Indonesia have brought together countries that produce and consume these goods to agree a roadmap for sustainable trade so that we can grow our economies whilst reducing the pressure on our forests. And I'm delighted that this has now been signed by 28 countries, accounting for around three quarters of global trade in these commodities.
United States President Joe Biden says he'll lead a push to reduce methane emissions and invest in infrastructure to limit global warming. Countries responsible for almost half the world's methane emissions have signed a pledge to reduce them by at least 30% over the next decade. They're targeting methane losses from new and existing oil and gas pipelines and reducing wasteful leaks from natural gas pipelines.
The United States is eager to work with each of you to make sure we meet this goal and encourage more countries to join us in committing to reducing methane globally, because there are more that can join and should.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has stepped up his criticism of Scott Morrison over the cancellation of the $90 billion submarine deal with France. The French President Emmanuel Macron is furious with Mr. Morrison, insisting he was lied to and calling Australia's decision unacceptable behaviour. Scott Morrison responded to the criticism by leaking text messages between him and the French president and insisting he wouldn't tolerate Australia being, as he put it, sledged. The French ambassador is due to address the National Press Club today after being recalled to France in the diplomatic fallout. Speaking in Glasgow at the climate change conference, Malcolm Turnbull has again called for Scott Morrison to apologise.
Scott Morrison elaborately deceived the French. And he doesn't pretend that he didn't. You know, he said we didn't tell them, he wasn't open with them. He's been criticised by the US president for his conduct. He's embarrassed the United States, apparently he's misled the United States, and he's deceived France. It is a shameful episode. Really, it is just shameful. And Morrison should apologise.
Authorities in Ethiopia's capital Addis Ababa have called on residents to register weapons and prepare to defend their neighbourhoods after rebel forces from the northern region of Tigray said they were considering marching on the city. A statement by the city administration says residents can gather and safeguard their surroundings. In sport, former FIFA officials Sepp Blatter and Michelle Platini have been charged with fraud and other offences by Swiss prosecutors following a six-year investigation into a controversial $2 million payment. The prosecutors say the payment damaged FIFA's assets and unlawfully enriched Platini. The case from September 2015 ousted Blatter as the FIFA president and ended Platini's campaign to succeed his former mentor. Well, now today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 23 degrees. Showers easing in Adelaide, 33. Humid with rain increasing in Melbourne, a top of 25. Rain developing in Hobart, 25 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 25. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, much the same, 25. Newcastle should be partly cloudy and 27. Brisbane, also cloudy, 26. Cairns, showers and 30. And Darwin, a shower or two, a possible storm, and 36 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.